The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Okay, so welcome everyone to the Maroon and White Pod, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Galway senior camogie captain Róisín Black. How are you, Róisín?
Great, now you're all good now, yeah. And yourself?
So you're up in Croke Park at the minute for the launch of the championship.
Yeah, just coming towards the end of it now. So yeah, we had a busy morning with all the photos and interviews. So yeah, it was lovely.
So it's lovely to be up there on that. It's kind of, sometimes it's nerve-wracking, but it's like, you have to do it, don't you? You have to talk to kind of press and you have to get the photos out of the way. But it is, it's lovely to meet the other girls and see, you know, did you get any tips off?
We weren't really sharing tips now. No, it was lovely to meet them now, in fairness. And, you know, like you don't really get to meet them unless you're playing, so it's a nice opportunity, you know, nice relaxed environment.
Yeah, well, that's it. It has to be done. But I suppose, Róisín, like, it's a massive honour for you to become, like, a senior captain of your county and coming from the Oranmore Mary Club. But tell us how it came about that you became captain for your county.
It is a huge honour, and I'm delighted to be the captain of a great bunch of girls. I suppose Cahill just approached me at one training session and asked me, and you know, I was honoured and delighted that he did. But in saying that, like, we have a whole team of leaders, so it, you know, eases it for me. You know, we have great leaders on the pitch. Just honoured to lead the girls.
Yeah, it is a great honour. And I suppose you play fullback as well, and Shauna Healy, your predecessor in fullback and captain as well. And she had great news actually during the week. So delighted for her. She had a little baby boy. Yeah. So it is a huge honour. But like you said, you've plenty of leaders around the pitch, but it's just that extra honour. Do you find at times, can it be a little bit pressurised, or do you let it bother you at all?
No, to be honest, you know, there's great girls to bounce off there. Like the likes of Carrie Dolan, you know, Niamh Hanafy and Trevor Higgins. So, like, you know, any questions or anything, you know, I always just talk to them as well. Yeah. So, it's nice and relaxed, to be fair. Yeah.
Like a little kind of sisterhood.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is nice to bounce off. I presume your family are very proud of that honour that you're after receiving, because I know your family is, and I'm sure they certainly are proud of you for that. So just from us all, I suppose, in Galway Camogie, we're delighted for you that you have that honour, and hopefully it'll bring much success. So I suppose you had an injury there in the league final, which it was probably a turning point, I think. You know, myself and Martina Harkey, that does this pod with me, I'm missing my sidekick today now, or I'm missing the bit of insults going over and back and the bit of jarring, but like we were talking, and it was a big turning point, we feel, in the league final when you went off injured. How are you now? How are you?
I'm recovering well now at the moment and easing my way back into it. So please God, I'll be hopefully back for championship. We've great physios who are taking care of us. So I'm in good hands. So
it's great to get the good physios and the recovery kind of as well, which is badly needed. And I sometimes find, you know, because camogie isn't, obviously, it's not professional, but it's almost like it is a professional setup, you know, at times, but you still have to get up the next morning and go to work. Like, that's the one thing about, you know, recovery. It is like, you know, if you're a nurse or a doctor or a teacher or a guard or whatever you are, you have to get up in the morning and go to work. Like, so the fact that you have great kind of physio and background in that, it's good to get that, like, absolutely. Or a night trip to an odd trip to the sea down in Renville.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm lucky beside Renville, so I'm down there a good bit. Like you said, you know, we all have full-time jobs, and you know, it has its pros and cons. You know, I'm a teacher, so I go into a classroom, and you know, I have to perform in there as well, I suppose. And you know, it takes your mind off the sport as well. You know, it's a healthy kind of combination of it. Yeah. You're not always thinking of the sport, and that's your time off. And you know, you have to develop in that as well. So, like you said, we're in great hands, and it's coming along well now. Yeah.
Yeah, it is great. Actually, the teaching profession, we had Anya Keane on before, and she was going on about like teaching it's a great profession in that if you're kind of a sports person, that you do get the couple of months off during the summer and here and there, like it is great. So I'd say there'll be an influx of teachers as well from kind of county setups and stuff like that, but that's we're on the wind down. I don't know about you, but we're definitely on the wind down.
We have a good few weeks left to go, so I'm a primary school teacher, so
What classes are you teaching, and do you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm in Sculler or more, so I have fifth and sixth class girls. So yeah, no, we have a great bunch of girls in our school and they're camogie mad as well. So
Yeah.
it's, yeah, it's nice,
And
yeah.
I'm sure they're looking up to you big time now, like knowing that their teacher is the guy, senior camogie captain. That's brilliant. I suppose it brings me on as well. You know, there's a new influx of players coming through. Some retired, some kind of left of their own accord, and there's a kind of a mashup between youth and new players. How do you find that you're merging together, or is there any kind of standouts coming in? I know that you have. Even a new girl that has joined, and she really made an impact on the league final. And I know lots of people are saying, "Oh, geez, why didn't they bring her on earlier?" But obviously, she just joined, and you can't just bring on players, bring them in. You know, I suppose if they hadn't been there since the beginning, and you have to be fair to everybody that was at training already. But yeah, what's happening? Is there new blood, or how's that going at training?
Yeah, do you know, like we, it's Cathal's great now. He's got a load of girls game time during the league, and it was a great learning curve for us as well because you know, without the youth we wouldn't be developing the, so
Yeah.
it's very important to keep bringing them in. Do you know, the likes of Ava Crowe had a brilliant game in the league final. Ali Heslin's really stepped up as well. Do you know, and like you said, yeah, Niamh Mallon as well. Do you know, it's great to have all these girls involved. And it brings great competition to the team as well, and it gives Cathal and management a really hard job to pick a team. But you know, everyone who started deserved their spot and trained really hard in the league. And you know, it's just about keeping that up now for championship. And
Yeah.
there's lots of girls putting their hands up now for championship spots, so it's going to be really, really tough for the management to pick. And yeah,
That's
it's
always good, though.
great.
It's a bit of healthy
Yeah.
competition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, no one has their spot secured down, so it really is all up for grabs, and that's what you want in a team, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
No, because it does make, because if you know that, oh, you're guaranteed your spot, or she's guaranteed the spot, and it's always good when you don't really know, like, and
Yeah.
especially when you have new girls that you mentioned, they're coming in and they've kind of gone up through the ranks. Some of them have nearly just gone from minor straight to intermediate, and they won the intermediate, so they kind of had no choice in it to be
Yeah.
but to be like fast tracked in. But here they're making their way nicely along, and you know, merging with the, you know, more experienced players there, like Aoife Donoghue and the girls, you know. And
Yeah,
it's to see
absolutely.
Niamh Kilkenny back in the fold again.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great boost. And you know, it's, you know, we all look up to her, and it's you know, she's a great boost to the team as well and brings great experience. So yeah, it's great to have her back on board as well. And
You've a lot of Neves, and you've a lot of Neves in the panel. How are you doing, Hannah Flea and Mallory?
yeah,
Do you
I
know?
suppose, yeah, we'd all have to call them
I
different
think.
names. Yeah, maybe, I know, I think the league final there when all the Neves came on, it was funny. But yeah, no, it's a funny one, the amount of them on the team.
You'd have to go by surnames or think you're seriously,
Yeah.
seriously good on.
Yeah.
But I suppose the group, you've seen the group obviously for your championship. Is there you're away for a couple and home to a few? I wrote down that you're away to Dublin to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying that that'd be an easy thing, but it's one that you'd ho be hoping to win, obviously. I suppose if you're going to try and win the championship, you're going to try and win them all. But
Yeah.
in terms of preparation, like it's in a couple of weeks, it's quite quick, you know, the championship. How are preparations going? Where are you now, without giving away too much, obviously, kind of
Yeah.
where are you now in terms of preparation? I know you had 2 weeks off after the league.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're just focusing on Dublin at the moment, and you know, they're coming after a great league victory in Division Two, so they're going to be all guns blazing coming to us as well. I know we're traveling up to there to them, but no, training's very competitive at the moment. You know, everyone's going well, and yeah, you know, we're in great hands of Cathal, Robbie, all the management team as well. So yeah, we won't feel it coming now. It's another just over 2 weeks
Yeah.
until the first round, and it'll come quick and fast because with three matches in a row, then a break, and then two. So, yeah, once we're into the thick of it, it'll
Yeah.
go very quick.
And it does, like, do you know the way this kind of round up years ago, it was literally Galway. We used to always kind of just be straight into a semi-final. There's obviously more games now, and that. But like we'd say you're away to Dublin, like you said, it'll bring on the panel though, because obviously you'd be hoping certainly that nobody will be getting injured. Do you know what I mean? But because the games are so thick and fast, that it really is a panel affair, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you just don't know what's going to happen in matches. You know, girls could go down or different things could happen. So we really have to have like you know, our panel is great that we have such depth in it and that anyone could be called upon. And the girls all know that themselves, that like every position's up for grabs. So and that girls coming on are just as important as the girls starting. You know, we really do need everyone driving forward for this championship and pushing each other on because that's how we're going to improve and get better.
Yeah, oh for sure. And I know with the league campaign, it was kind of you were unlucky as well. Like, but I think Tip were trying to finally get that monkey off their back. They were over 20 years without any silverware, and we were kind of going for three in a row. And Galway have been very, very successful in the league campaign and obviously in the championship in the latter years. Like, but who do you think is kind of who do you think are the kind of dark horses?
Yeah, like it's really up for grabs this year. Like, you know, other years it probably would have been at the top three teams, but this year and you know, last year, like it's wide open. You know, you've the likes of Dublin, Wexford, who were, you know, got to the league finals as well. And, you know, they're not going to fear us at all, coming into the championship games as well. And, you know, we've Cork as well. And, you know, I could list off everyone, I suppose, but you know, the level of camogie has really increased and the competition as well. Like it's every game is a hard game as well. So like we really can't take anyone for granted and no one's going to fear Galway, you know. So we really have to make sure we bring our A game to all the matches.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're on top, everyone wants you down, and when you're down, they want you up, but they don't want you up for too long. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's kind of like a game of cat and mouse. But I do think it is good for camogie and that there's kind of different names on cups now. It's not just the like for years there it was kind of Cork Kilkenny, Galway turning in with an odd one, you know, in the latter years. Tipperary there for a while, Wexford won it in like a couple in a row as well. And it's good for camogie to see them, you know, the other teams coming through. With the intermediates, then you know the teams. Sometimes I find that they come up intermediate and they're nearly gone down as quick. So what do you think is happening there? Or like, I know that the gap is still quite large between intermediate and senior. It's a fair jump, you know, for even for Galway for a second team. But how do you think we could help that, you know, in the promotion of the game? What's your opinion on it? We're not going to find an answer today, but and I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know, like I suppose, you know, we're lucky in Galway that we have an intermediate team and you know it's great for those girls, you know, they strive to be on the senior team as well. So like it's a great, I suppose, stepping stone to get into the seniors. So you know, we've brought up great players there now from the intermediate team as well. I suppose to improve it, you know, to bridge the gap is, I suppose, it kind of has to look at the county itself, you know, what resources can they give to that team? How can they improve them, you know, S&C, you know, nutrition-wise and just even getting pitches and all that and getting the interest in the club, in the county as well, and you know, making girls to want to have the desire to play for the county and put on the jersey and you know strive to win the intermediate championship and go on to senior and I suppose
Absolutely.
playing bigger games. And like I know it's great now that the senior a lot of the Munster was double headers with the men as well,
Yeah, the
so
integration is good, yeah.
yeah, so things like that could definitely you know want girls to play and you know bridge that gap between intermediate and senior as well.
And definitely with the integration of the other, because again, myself and Martina, we've chatted about this on the pod for a couple of different times that not as many will go to the camogie match. That's just the way it is. But it's more women trying to support women because we'd go to a hurling match quicker than we'd go to a camogie match. Just because the atmosphere might be a little bit different or whatever. Or maybe it's just all in our heads, but we're trying to kind of get girls to support girls, kind of, which brings me on to the next topic then, which is hot on the thing, the skirts versus the shorts brigade, we'll call it. Like what's your take on it? You're obviously playing inter-county now, you're at the highest level, you're still playing club, obviously. What's the consensus among the group?
Well, we're actually just having a chat about it here, all the representatives of the teams, and you know, there's some girls who are in favor of it, and there's some girls who aren't in favor, so it's interesting in that aspect. Personally, myself, now I would love to wear the shorts.
The shorts,
Just
yeah.
that's a personal one.
And is it more for comfort routine? Is that like Is it
Yeah,
just
more,
for comfort?
for comfort, I suppose. When we go training, everyone's in shorts, so it kind of has to
Oh,
look
yeah.
at that in an aspect. I would never go and reach for a skirt going training.
No, no.
Even now, finding club as well, everyone's wearing the shorts, so if everyone's wearing the shorts in training, it's, I know we would prefer to have it in the matches as well, but
Yeah.
you can see people different points of view as well
It
now.
is funny because again, we spoke about this before, and like the girls that I'm playing with and the girls in school that I'm training, and obviously I'm in with the under 16s as well. And it's still 50-50. So it's like, oh well, someone get off the fence. What do you want? But like girls that are playing at the minute, like I'm like you know, obviously at training, wear the shorts the whole time. But we had a league game the other day, like it's there's a rule in now. Now I haven't fully read the absolute nitty-gritty of the new rules, but that a ref can give you a yellow card now for not wearing a skirt. So it's different age groups and clubs now, but yeah, nobody will go for the skirt for training. I mean, if you're going down training, you're going to whip out the shorts, but I suppose for the game, but we've said it's kind of the Camogie Association's mark, isn't it? It's part of the uniform. Maybe the skirts need to be tidied up a little bit or something, or made a little bit more comfortable. Now they are a lot more comfortable than they were.
Yeah, that's
But
great. So, yeah.
yeah, they're just, I know. So it look at we'll wait. We won't solve that today either, and we'll see how it goes. What do you think of the new rules? Or have you kind of read up on the new rules?
I looked at them briefly now. I know there's different ones for the club and the inter-county one, isn't there?
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's one on the shoulder. Bring
The
it in,
shoulder,
bring it on.
yeah.
Now you like the shoulder. Now you're
I
I'm
know,
only
yeah.
joking. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I suppose in the full back line now we wouldn't mind seeing the
Oh, you
shoulder
have to use the
often.
shoulder, or it's all over. It's in the
Yeah,
name of the shoulder.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the shoulder, I suppose it's hard. It really does depend on the ref as well, I find,
Yeah.
those rules. So so sometimes he can go for you and sometimes he can go against you. So
I think that's the shoulder, like at least now the shoulder is in, right? That it's shoulder to shoulder. We know that it's a shoulder. Obviously, if it's a high tackle, but like you said, referees, and also the barging thing, it's like, oh my God, it's one day it works for you. The next you could have knocked somebody clean out and you get the free. It's inconsistent enough, I suppose, but
I
even we need
know.
to, yeah.
And like I suppose it is very hard for a referee on the
It
pitch
is, yeah.
to see it from different angles. So whatever I suppose side he's on, it's quite hard to see. But yeah, no, I suppose we just have to make it more obvious, like no more than the hand pass now. We just have to make it more obvious in
Yeah.
our the action of it as well. And I suppose if you're going for the shoulder, you have to just make it more obvious. So I think that's just kind of the main thing we have to do for it.
We're in trouble if you make it more obvious for
I know.
I'm only joking. No, it is. I think, look, it's gone very physical, and it's a physical game. It's not for the faint-hearted now, Camogie. And I do think the shoulder will improve it, because it'll stop a lot of the freeze that you don't know whether they're for or against you, no more than that. But I guess it is gone very physical, and that's kind of the game has changed definitely in terms of physicality and strength and conditioning and stuff like that. And with that, because it's more physical, it will bring more injuries. That's just the nature of the game. I mean, if you're going in for tackles, there's a chance you're going to get injured every time. But I suppose that's why, again, recovery is so important. And but so you're well off the fence anyway. You're for the skirts and for the shoulder. Oh
Well, I don't know about the skirts now, but
no, not for the skirts,
not for the
for the
skirts.
shorts. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know what? Anything that can make the game more enjoyable and more entertaining for people to watch, I'd be up for.
Yeah.
And free flow of the game as well as what you want.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And the other rule then, again, like it's different with club now and county and underage. The new unlimited amount of substitutions is good, in the club side of it. And I think is it up to eight now, and they think so nobody is safe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Which is
exactly, yeah.
probably good. And again, I know, like with trackers on and stuff, somebody may be taken off because they've actually outrun themselves. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes you might see somebody taken off and you say, God, they didn't deserve to be taken off. But a lot of the tracker and the IT now on the game, it's gone very, very technical. And that kind of the technology side of it is probably helping the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there are girls, there's lots of girls in the Gobby team, which, you know, that will run themselves into the ground and they will empty the tanks for the team. And
Yeah.
that's what you want, like, and then you want girls coming fresh onto the pitch and given, you know, give they get their chance as well and proving why they should be on. So yeah, it's, you know, it's great to see. And I know for club as well, it's great because, you know, you want to be bringing girls on. You know, there's many times where you bring five subs on and you could really bring on more, like, so yeah,
Yeah.
it's great and it'll keep more girls involved as well, I think, on club side,
Definitely.
because you know, eight players coming on, you know, that's 23 girls you could be using, and you know, it mightn't be the same 23 girls all the time, so it definitely will, you know, keep the
Keep
interest
it
in for
fresh.
clubs,
Yeah.
yeah, and for girls, you know, growing up as well, to see that, you know, I have a better chance of getting on the team as well or making an impact.
Definitely. And the fact as well that some clubs, I know we're going from club to county, but some clubs don't have the numbers. So I think it is good that they can continuously refresh with, you know, unlimited subs now, that it can be kind of a roll on, roll off. And anything that makes the game, you know, that bit better for, you know, and for dropout, to stop the drop. We're trying to stop the drop and all that. And I think this will help, like, I suppose your aspirations, we know it's to win the All Ireland. Any news in the camp, or like, how is everyone kind of fixed for championship? Have you almost nailed down a team, do you think, or?
No, definitely not. You know, every day at training is a chance for someone to put their hand up, and girls definitely are. Like I said, it's going to be a very hard decision for Cathal and the management to pick a team. And like we always say, like, the first team starting out against Dublin could be completely different by the time we get to the latter stages of the group games. So
Yeah.
it is really hard. You know, it all depends on, you know, how the girls are going. You know, there could be niggles, there could be some girls putting their hands up, you know, other girls who might be performing league. You know, it, we really don't know. It's the joy of a competitive squad and girls who are pushing themselves every day of training. So no, definitely the team I wouldn't say is nailed down. You know, we still have a good over 2 weeks left to go, and it's really ranking up now,
Yeah.
all the I suppose the in-house games and, you know, the training. So it's really enjoyable to see, and it's
That's great. That's
yeah.
great. And it
So
is exciting. I mean, it's only, like you said, is it 2 weeks away? The what date
yeah,
are you going
just
to?
yeah, over 2 weeks now, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because I was talking to Anya Kane, and look, it is exciting, and we're excited for the championship as well. And the fact that it is so wide open, we want Galway to win, obviously, but
Yeah.
it's great now that it's kind of like, you know, there's other teams involved in it. I suppose all we can say kind of on the whole debate of the scores and thing, that the promotion of Camogie is what we're trying to achieve
Yeah.
by kind of on the Maroon and Pipod. If you had one wish, or if you were granted one thing that you could do with Camogie or Camogie Association or with the Galway team or with anything, what would it be? I'm giving you a wish now. I'm your genie today. What is it?
Oh God. One wish. Well, you really put me on the spot here now. One wish. I would love to play a double header with the Hurling All Ireland final.
Class, yeah,
Yeah.
that would be class.
It would be nice. Just I suppose seeing the atmosphere there as well. And that's not to say that the All Ireland Camogie final
I know, yeah,
isn't exciting, but it just would be lovely, and it would
that
be
would be
great as
so
well if
good.
there was Galway as well in it. So that would be a lovely thing to wish
That would
for.
be a nice one. Now we'll
Yeah.
put that to Brian Mulally, so we will try and push that.
Yeah.
I suppose the last thing, dinner, which I was going, I'm going to ask you a few quick fire. You have to name and shame them now, so you do. Okay, best dressed in the camp.
Best
Now,
dressed.
this isn't like with their skirts and stuff. Best dressed out in the social
Best.
scene.
I'd give that to oh gosh, best dressed. Oliver Rabbit is great now for
Okay,
Italy.
nice. Worst dressed.
Worst. Oh.
The best and worst here.
Worst dressed. Oh gosh, I wouldn't want to name and shame anyone. Worst dressed. Oh, I'd give that to myself. I wouldn't give it
Stop
to
it.
anyone else.
Okay, who is first to training?
First to training. First on the pitch anyway is definitely always Aoife Donoghue, so I can say she's
A
first
woman,
to
Aoife. And
training.
who is always late to training? I'd win this one anyway.
Always late to training. Who could I say they'll be late to training?
Running in with the socks on and out.
Rolling in socks. I give that to Evie and Barry.
Okay, what would be your favorite cheat meal after a game or?
When my girls down, we love to get a nice basilico pizza.
Oh yes, yeah. They sponsor you as well. Shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
basilico meal, and I suppose the last one. Now, what question will I put? What question can we ask? Three people you take to an island, or three things you take to an island if you were left on your own.
Three things I take.
Yeah, or three people, it can be.
Three people.
Three people to dinner in Basilico. Who is it?
Oh, I'd have to pick my club friends, but I know I'd who would I have now for an island? I feel like I'd bring Hannah, leave Hannah here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's there for a bit
to
of crack,
build
yeah.
a boat or get us to safety with her knowledge. Who else would I have? I'd bring, I'd bring loads of people. I suppose.
It doesn't have to be Camogie players now. It can be anyone.
Is it?
Oh, it
anyone.
Can be
anyone. Oh, gosh. Bring Niamh Hannafy because I feel like she'd be able to build a boat and bring us back to safety. Who else did I have? Maybe I'd have to bring maybe one of my sisters.
Oh yeah, and, have to bring the familia.
Yeah,
and maybe bring a phone.
Yeah, that actually would have helped as well.
For joining me today, because it's great, and I'm delighted that you are a captain. You're going to be a wonderful captain. I hope your injury clears up and that you're ready in 2 weeks for championship, and the best to all the girls. And all we can say is look at that, we're shouting for you, the whole of Galway shouting for you, and really excited for what's to come for Camogie, and definitely for the championship ahead. Can't wait, and best wishes, captain.
Yeah, thanks a million for all those well wishes.